name's Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 6 minutes now past 5 o'clock. How's it going? Actually, 7 minutes past 5 o'clock. How's it going? How's it going? Let's talk about politics, shall we? You are on the road to 2023. Will Atiku and Wike reconcile? There's supposed to be a reconciliation meeting today, but really, nobody can say for sure how that meeting will end. And it brings me to our big hard fact for today. It's exactly 192 days until the general elections on February 25th, 2023. Nyesom Wike will not be on the ballot on that day, but his actions could decide the outcome. Will he work for his party's nominee, Atiku Abubakar, or not? Let's talk about that. Then let's talk about vote buying. And then let's talk about more APC groups protesting their party's all-Muslim ticket. But first of all, Nyesom Wike. Now, everybody knows he's angry that Atiku Abubakar is not doing him well. He's angry he didn't get a ticket. He's angry he was not named vice presidential candidate. You know that some party leaders in his state are calling him a tyrant, and they're claiming that he's oppressing them because they're supporting Atiku. And now, Wike don't respond. Give them. Yesterday was Peter Odili's birthday. Odili is a former governor of Rivers State. And Wike spoke at his birthday party, but instead of sticking to, oh, God bless you, many happy returns, long life and prosperity, Wike decided to finish the Rivers PDP leaders at Odili's party. According to Wike, they all told him to run for president, and they all agreed to abide by the results of the Guba primary. But now they're saying something different. Wike said, quote, "They presented me a letter that I should run for president. All of them, including Dr. Abie Sekibo, signed the document. I said, okay, you people too should go and give me someone who will be governor after me." They all sat there looking left and right. And I asked them, those of you who are interested to be governor should raise your hands. Everybody raised his hand. One person did not raise his hand, Senator Baring Pigi. I asked why he was not interested. He replied, sir, let me hold what God has given me. I don't want to lose the two. Some persons don't know history. They go and tell all kinds of story. But the truth is, all of them, the elders, signed the document prepared by OCJ Okocha that whoever I will bring, they will abide to it. But now they went to Abuja that I must not be vice president. I also read yesterday when I was in Paris, one of them saying that I told him that if they do to me what they did to Dr. Dili, that I will collapse the system. I'm not an ungrateful person, and I'll never be ungrateful in my life. What is important is that I have done well as a governor. I am happy and I am leaving office a happier man." End quote. So he's claiming that they were all on the same page, but now they've changed mouth because of Atiku. Now, here's the part that I found strange. Why is a lawyer drawing up a contract for contestants to sign? Lawyers who are listening to me, is that even legal? Also, is it just me, or is this now the only thing that Wike is talking about these days? Whether he's in Churchill or in Birthday or at Project Commission, you know, no matter where he is, he's talking about this matter. We're waiting for word about their reconciliation talk. But in the meantime, let's talk about what we know so far. Do you think that this reconciliation will happen between Atiku and Wike? Do you think that it will matter, you know, one way or the other, whether or not Atiku and Wike reconcile? What do you think about what Wike said at Odili's birthday about the party leaders? 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got Azu Frank joining us from Indonesia. Hi, Azu. Welcome.
Hi, Sandra. Hi, Hi, good evening, Sandra. I don't laugh tired. The way you when you were reading that stuff, we are doing the like, oh God, Sandra, you said fair. I just didn't laugh. Like, you're really making him and you're getting it right. Oh gosh. I think, Sandra, you can act on your own. Okay, yeah. What I want to say here is, if Wiki is not important, why are they having series of meetings? Like, it's obvious Wiki is not a pushover. That's fact. As in, Wiki is very instrumental to these people. He hold them for wrong place. And that is why he's not doing all this because his name is Wiki or whatever. He's doing it because he knows what he brings to the table. And he should. In fact, everybody knows that he should be pacified. What I see going on here, like I think you said they're having a meeting, is he is the one calling the shots, telling them the terms of his power, of what will make him pacified, as in what will suit him, which I don't think is going down well with them. Like, oh, God, you're asking for too much. What I am wicked, you must give me. He is really, really a stronghold here. To me, how I see all these things, this is definitely politics playing out.
Do you think they'll reconcile?
If they will reconcile, politicians, at the end of the day, I think at the end of the day, they will come to terms.
Okay.
He will pipe low. Because at the end of the day, he doesn't want to lose, except he has something else off his sleeve. But if he's going to remain in PDP, he will have nothing, no other choice but to like reconcile at the end of the day. Nice talking with you again, Sandra.
Nice talking to you as well, Frank. Thank you for calling us today. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Sandra, good evening.
Good evening.
Happiness of Ikredu.
Hi, happiness. I'm okay. Welcome.
What? Wike again, eh? That man is really a comedian, eh?
Okay.
His reaction is that thing being betrayed.
Okay.
But all the same, he should just let go.
Okay.
Let go.
Let go, happiness.
I'm enjoying the fun very well, but you should let go.
Let it go, happiness says. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Is that Chris?
When he come out, 10 emirs from the north, he said him in Port Harcourt, raise his hand up, but you need to talk to your people down south. He told the Alaki of Egba, they give him the north. Ukwade Shiduade, they give him the north. The Alaki of Oyo, they give him the north. But when he visited Ota, the story changed. Before you know it, they started picking on Arik, whatever, Odili went under. It didn't make any trouble. But you said, we agreed you did something for PDP. What of the one that PDP did for him? Without PDP, who is Onyike? Onyike. Agreed you did a lot, but calm down. He's talking too much, and the media is not helping matters. Any little thing, we can. If we can leave PDP, PDP will not collapse. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you agree with Chris that if we can leave PDP, PDP will not collapse? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Victoria from VI.
Victoria from VI. Turn your radio off and then let's keep talking. Oh, that's unfortunate. Victoria, call us back if you can. 99.3, hello. Ah, that's unfortunate. That call did not go through. Don't forget, between 6:15 and 7, let me know, are you the favorite child of your parents? Do you know the favorite child of your parents? Why do you think parents have favorite children? As a parent, do you have a favorite child? Why is that particular child your favorite child? We'll have that conversation from 6:15. Don't miss it. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
I'm Mr. Austin from Shomoli here. I want to make a contribution.
Yes, please, go ahead. You're live on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, in respect of this Wike and Atiku or PDP issue, we are all in this country. We know how Atiku normally carries his ambition above every other interest. He believes that he can easily match you and come back to blow breeze. Not even match you, bite you and come back to blow breeze. Yes, the people of the East doesn't matter. The North, the West doesn't matter. The South doesn't matter. I will collect it. I will call them on a meeting. I will put a salt and sugar on my tongue. But this year, it's not all that easy for him. I'm telling you that they're angry that he too cannot let go. When you knew that the equation did not favor him, he could have let go. He moved like a bulldozer. He has gotten what he wanted, but he remains. It's just a few percentage he has gotten. Let's see how it goes. That's my own contribution.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to contribute. Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Hi. Good evening. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome.
Okay. So, do I think Wike and Atiku reconcile?
Mm-hmm.
They would reconcile. At least they will pretend to reconcile, like all politicians do.
Okay.
So eventually, I feel that they would at least form some kind of reconciliation. But I think the problem with Wike particularly is, or with PDP more so, is more that they've given Wike some kind of power, because he's obviously very important. Apparently, I mean, when the party was down, he's been there through and through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's obviously been a figurehead in the party.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Atiku has jumped from APC to PDP and to different places from one point or the other.
Mm.
But that's why Wike feels entitled and feels like he has some kind of this. So I think this is a learning point for most parties as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't abandon it or abandon things and they want to come back and then somebody else has taken over and taken power.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, you know, so he'll feel entitled. I think that's what has happened with them. But they were eventually, politicians, they will eventually reconcile or form reconciliation.
I like that. I like your choice of words there. Pretend to be reconciled. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Thanks for calling.
How are you?
I'm fine. What's your name, sir?
Are you with me?
I'm with you. What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Okay. Thank you. My name is Prince Ryan.
Welcome,
calling
Prince
you from Amuado.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Sandra.
Hmm?
I think Wike for me. I can't believe him. You know, number one, the PDP is already wrong. The Sultana and the Asaba summit, that all the governors of the South, they have agreement that the president will come from the South. And now, Atiku has emerged as a candidate. Now, the chairman of the party is for the North. And the man was telling me, the world now that he has 4 years, he can't leave the office. So the federal country took off to the North, the chairman of the party took off to the North. So all the demand of Wike, out of 4 or 5 points, I think that one was very, very, very reliable. That is for the chairman to step down, let the Southerner and pick the chairman, go for the chairman to come from the South. So it will solve the whole issue. So what Wike is doing for me, I don't believe yet. Just give the justice the fee. That's my stance this evening.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. If you just tuned in, hello, good evening. By the way, you've missed our second day of the round of 16 in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. But you can catch up on our social media. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We had a playoff candidate, our number 15 seed, knock out the number 2 seed in this tournament. And then we had our number 10 seed knock out the number 18 seed in the round of 16 today. You can catch all of that action on www.nigeriainfo.fm. Still to come, are you the favorite child of your parents? Maybe not both parents. Maybe your mom, maybe your dad. Do you think you're the favorite? Do you know who their favorite is? As a parent right now, do you have children who are your favorite? Why are they your favorite? Let's have that conversation after the news at 6 o'clock today. But right now, we are on the road to 2023. It's exactly 192 days until the general elections on February 25th, 2023. And Nyesom Wike will not be on the ballot that day, but his actions could decide the outcome of that election. Is he going to work for his party's nominee, Atiku Abubakar, or not? There's supposed to be a reconciliation meeting today, but nobody can really, really see how that meeting will end. Before you tuned in, I was telling Lagos that at Odili's party yesterday, Odili, former governor of Rivers State, Wike finished all the PDP leaders in River State. Instead of going there to say happy returns, long life, all that, Wike decided to just finish all of them. You know, talked about the party leaders presenting him a letter telling him to run for president, all of them. He said, okay, so you people go and give me somebody who will be governor after me. And they all sat there looking left and right. I asked them, those of you who are interested to be governor, raise your hand. Everybody raised their hand. One person did not raise his hand, Senator Baring Gigi. I asked Senator Baring Gigi, he said, I'm not interested. I don't want to lose both ways. Some persons don't know history. They go and tell all kinds of story. The truth is this. All of them signed a document prepared by OCJ Okocha that whoever I will bring, they will abide to it. And I remember asking if that was even legal. Why do we have a lawyer drawing up a contract for contestants to sign? Is that something that is legal? Wike went on to say that he was reading in the papers yesterday that while he was in Paris, one of them was saying that Wike told him that if they do to him what was done to Odili, he's going to collapse the system. But that's not true. I'm not an ungrateful person. I will never be ungrateful in my life. What is important is that I have done well as governor. I am happy and I am leaving office as a happy man. Are you a bit curious by the fact that this is all Wike seems to talk about now? Everywhere he goes, now this thing they talk. He really pay them. If he day church, now this topic. He day by day, now this topic. He day commission project, now this topic. We still don't know if they've reconciled. We're waiting for that meeting to be over. Do you think they will reconcile? Sharon put it best when she said that she thinks that they will pretend to be reconciled. I think that's an interesting way to put it. What do you think about what Wike said at Odili's birthday about the party leaders? Still to come, let's talk about vote buying. And then more APC groups protesting that their party has flagged an all-Muslim ticket. They're saying to the APC, replace Shettima as the vice presidential candidate. We'll talk about that after the break. But now let's take your calls. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Everest. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Everest. Go ahead.
Yes, you see, it's only a man or a non-politician that would think that Wike is bluffing.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
This is politics.
Hmm.
You know, we quickly forget history.
Hmm.
This same thing played out in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote Niamechi.
That's right.
In River City.
That's right.
Okay, the same scenario played, but it was not about the primary and all of that. So Wike is fighting the last fight. That's what I call it.
Hmm.
So he's trying to pinch his tent where he will favor him as a politician. Every politician tends to pinch their tent where he will favor them. He's fighting the lie. So what he's trying to do right now, like I tell people, what Wike is trying to do is to try to be relevant after 2023.
Mm.
So to do that, he needs to hold on to something because he feels that Atiku cannot be trusted. So, and for him to gain his ground after 2023, because after all, if he supports Atiku and Atiku wins presidency, Atiku could just decide to, you know, toss him aside.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to hold on to something,
okay,
you know, that after 2023, he has something to liberate.
He's relevant, yes.
I think that's what Wike is fighting.
Mm.
I mean, and every politician is supposed to understand that fact. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp very quickly before I have to take a break. Jonathan from Marlborough says, I can truly confirm that Governor Wike's political obituary is in sight. He has always lacked decorum and executive civility. He's unnecessarily too loud for my liking. Wike should be excommunicated from the PDP. All right, Jonathan. Chika Norom from Abia State. Oh, wow. He's listening all the way from Abia State. And he says, I stand with Governor Wike for what he's demanding from PDP. After all, PDP should have zoned their presidential ticket to the South for equity and fairness. All right. We'll take a final message and then take a break. When we come back from this break, I'll tell you about the groups in the APC protesting here in Lagos. That they don't want the APC's Muslim ticket. John from VI says, whether reconciliation, reconstruction, rehabilitation or reposition, the bottom line is both PDP and APC got no chance in 2023. Nigeria wants a change and change we have found. What an ignorant way to think from the last caller. This message was sent at 5:17, so I don't even know which caller you're referring to. But thank you for sharing your thoughts on that story. You can keep sharing your thoughts when we come back from this break. You'll also tell me what you think about the groups within the APC protesting in Lagos about the Muslim ticket. I am Sandra Ezekwesili.
Get 70% off.
Say what?
Eh? 70%?
Everyone loves massive discount because it either helps them save money or get more from their budget.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided. The prize money is ready.
1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, Obiwizi.com, Buka Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Dose of nutrients, vitamins, amino acids, citric acid, and a blend of guarana, a natural caffeine to give that huge rush of energy to get you through your day. And don't forget that refreshingly premium taste that is sure to blow your mind.
Last while I found the drink Amber.
Amber is proudly Niger and available in stores near you. Amber Energy Drink. Stimulate the energy in you.
Believe and win big. Experience the wonder of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar with Coca-Cola. Buy any Coca-Cola product with a white cap. Check the code under the cap and dial *8014*1*#* to participate for free. You could win an all-expense-paid trip to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. There's also 250 million naira in airtime to be won instantly. T's and C's apply. Coca-Cola, official partner of the FIFA World Cup. This promo is approved by the FCCPC.
Football's biggest season is here, and DStv is the stadium with all the action. Enjoy every single match from the FIFA World Cup, the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, the UEFA Europa League, and the UEFA Champions League. That's all the stars from around the world in every competition that matters. Get DStv HD decoder, dish plus 1 month compact subscription now for 12,000 naira only, and be part of sports' biggest stadium only on DStv. T's and C's apply.
Guy, what's going on?
You know my dilemma with my phone now.
You call that one phone. So why are you so happy?
I got tired of hiding the phone, so I went to the Samsung store to see what I can afford. Samsung has a plan called Flex Pay that allows you to pay as low as 3,000 naira for any Samsung device of your choice and complete payment over a period of 3 to 12 months. I sharply picked a 6-month payment plan and I got a Galaxy A23.
This is a machine.
Asimeh.
You have been dulling yourself, oh? Find Samsung Flex Pay and own your device right away without breaking your pocket. Terms and conditions apply. Hurry now while stock lasts.
They say she who asks questions cannot lose her way. So answer this for me. Why spend money to send money? Why buy airtime without a discount? Why pay fees to receive cash from abroad? Why can't you stream and shop globally with your card? And yes, Chipa is available on App Store and Play Store. Why haven't you downloaded it yet? Chipa, move your money freely.
Go, 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 grains. We love our Kellogg's Go Grains. Go, go, go. Love the goodness of its multigrains.
Grain sets, go!
With protein and creamy tasty Kellogg's Go Grains.
Grain set, go!
With vitamins and minerals in Kellogg's Go Grains.
Grain set, go!
So go, 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 go!
The grains, new Kellogg's Go Grains, available in stores near you.
Grain sets, go!
Imagine a life with zero worries. Imagine a world where you're relaxed and
with Paid Financial, you have zero worries when it's time to pay your bills, rent, school fees, and vacation. We'll be here making it easy for you.
Visit our website www.pagefinancials.com or call 01-700-7243.
Paid Financial's taking you further.
Waiting you sabi about the beautiful game. You
stay there for the life and style. Fantasy leagues, bass goals, ginger and oak ball, breaking down the stats even to the MVPs, taking no L's and only for the W's. I beg, ensure Max Pro get news for you. Football season is back. Live, e-choke. Watch the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, anywhere on any screen, Mado. Stream the action from Super Sport live on Showmax Pro. Sign up at showmax.com.
At ShopRite, you'll find everything you need and more. Buy any 5 Indomie 100-gram fried or chicken pepper soup noodles at 649 naira, 99 kobo. And buy 40 variants of 100 ml Capri Sun at 2,599 naira, 99 kobo. All prices valid till the 21st of August, 2022. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust always.
My customer, I beg give me golden penny 400 grams midi pack. Now spaghetti my children want chop this night.
Madam Sabinus, which one be 400 gram midi pack?
Introducing Golden Penny Pasta, new 400 gram midi pack with same quality. Golden Penny Pasta. Enjoy it your way.
Believe and win big. Experience the wonder of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar with Coca-Cola. Buy any Coca-Cola product with a white cap. Check the code under the cap and dial *8014*1*#* to participate for free. You could win an all-expense-paid trip to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. There's also 250 million naira in airtime to be won instantly. T's and C's apply. Coca-Cola, official partner of the FIFA World Cup. This promo is approved by the FCCPC.
InDriver is the app that lets you negotiate your fare before you ride. And it works really simple. Passengers offer a fare. Drivers accept or make their own offer. In other words, great ride prices for everyone. Download the app and take your first InDriver ride today. The InDriver online passenger transportation aggregator is not a taxi service. Find more information at www.indriver.com.
Which one be ZZ?
I don't cash out. Why I no go ZZ?
You say fit ZZ. Shabali enter www.zbet.ng. Register and get your ogonge welcome bonus. On ZBet, you can win up to 50 million naira. After bonus, virtual and casino deposit bonus, instant payments, better odds, bigger wins. Even
if one game costs my ticket,
nothing spoil. Even if two games cut them set. Hey. And when you win, make sure say you serve ZZ.
ZBet, we speak your game.
Relax, recharge, and take a break this summer. Find the best summer holiday deals to Dubai, London, Cairo, Florida, and many other amazing cities on wakanow.com. We've got you covered. Book now on wakanow.com or visit any of our travel centers near you. Take a break. Pick a city. Wakanow. Let's go.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And today we are taking our weekly trip on the road to 2023. It's exactly 192 days until the general elections on February 25th. Now, we've talked about possible reconciliation between Atiku and Wike. Let's talk about groups in the APC protesting their party's all-Muslim ticket. Here in Lagos, some APC supporters are protesting against the all-Muslim ticket, which incidentally was a debate topic yesterday. The group is called the Coalition of APC Stakeholders Network and Southwest Supporters of Tinubu. So these are core Tinubu supporters, but they are against his choice of Shettima. The group's president is Elder Samuel Arokoyo, and he said, quote, "Tinubu has been crucial in the nation's democracy, been an important figure for almost four decades. Hence, his emergence as APC presidential candidate was perceived as a breath of fresh air. As a multi-religious and multi-ethnic country, any attempt for one religion to dominate the political structure could only widen the gap of mistrust and destroy the delicate sense of tolerance cultivated over the years. This is why the choice of Shettima was not only ill-timed, but a total disregard of the diversity of the country, crushing the bridges built to connect the religious differences and promote ethnic harmonious coexistence. End quote. So essentially, Arokoyo and his group are saying that we want you to win, Tinubu, but we believe that choosing a fellow Muslim as running mate could spoil your chances, could overheat the polity. And the group is doing more than talking. They actually organized a march from ShopRite to Ikeja to State House in Alausa. That's the second protest against the APC ticket here in Lagos in the last month. When Tinubu first announced this ticket, there was a lot of pushback, but some supporters said that it was just initial gra-gra, initial noise, and that the ticket was a smart decision. They said, oh, it was a game of numbers. But as the weeks have gone by, it doesn't seem like the uproar is dying down. It seems to be getting louder. And it's not just non-APC people. We're seeing lots of different APC groups coming out against it. We saw APC Northern Christians reject it, for instance. We saw some APC Muslim youths reject it. Now we're seeing resistance here in Lagos. Do you think it's going to change anything for the APC? Do you think the all-Muslim ticket may end up being politically unwise? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name, sir?
This is George, calling from Lagos.
George, welcome.
All right, I think those that are protesting are very right.
Okay.
Those that are protesting are very, very right. Why? Because we live in a world of perception, where perception is everything.
Okay.
Hello, are you okay?
Mm-hmm, I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Take for instance, if Tinubu gets sworn in on May 29, and by June 4, the Sunday after, what happened in the Catholic Church in Owo happened? What do you think the perception will be? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
I'm hearing, yeah.
Good. What do you think the perception will be? Maybe ISWAP just decides to attack five churches two Sundays after. Then they go back to the bushes and watch Christians and Muslims slaughter themselves on the scale unprecedented in the history of Nigeria. These are the things we must avoid. These are the factors that the APC should have talked about. As a Catholic, we are taught not just to avoid sin, we are taught to avoid locations that lead to sin.
Mm.
We must avoid war and locations that may lead to war.
Mm.
A Muslim ticket is an location that a small spark will ignite everywhere.
All right, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, what's your name? Good evening.
I have to ask you a question.
Okay, what's the question? Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm Chimozie, calling from Latin.
Chimozie, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to say to all Nigerians is that three opportunities are before. Now, this is the only opportunity you have to make this country better. This is the only opportunity. You say that we keep reciting the old leaders, or we choose to follow a new way. There is nothing that will make Tinubu and APC to change that case. So let's look for another option. We have many options before us.
Hmm.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling. Adeboyega Adedeji says, on the road to 2023, the more attention given to Wike is why he sees himself as a god. Wike is an attention seeker, a loner that loves to be cuddled and pampered. He has turned River State Government House into a clubhouse where dignitaries, celebrities, governors are daily entertained. All right. Cliff in Canada says, Sandra, to be honest, this week a talk in the media is just getting too unnecessary. We have more important issues to focus and deal with in Nigeria. Well, this is a political segment on Hard Facts. I will talk about the political issues on this segment. And the biggest political issue at the moment is the drama in the opposition political party, PDP. Bele, eh? Salari says, Sandra, just imagine Chris, Koboko and Alex just called back to back. What patriotic listeners. All right. We've got Ahmed who says, I enjoy what is happening with PDP between Wike and Atiku. I can't stop laughing. All right, Ahmed. All right. Jonathan says he'll definitely reconcile. Wike is just too loud, aggressive, unforgiving. I swear, if Wike leaves PDP today, PDP will not collapse. And Atiku can win without Wike. Atiku is playing more mature. Already, his mouth has testified against him, saying that he'll never be number two to anybody. All right, let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir.
Koboko.
Koboko, you've called before now. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Good evening.
Welcome.
You see, this APC, Christian, whatever, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Madam Sandra, let's call this way, parties are meant to win an election.
Okay.
The Christian community, they have their share. They have their time to do whatever they have to do. I'm a Christian, too.
Mm.
But when it comes to game are played to win, and not played to laugh. APC wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done their permutation. The only way they can win is what they have done.
Mm.
During the primary, one of the APC's chieftains spoke on the same Arise, on Arise, news, sometimes like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And he was asking, was Babache Lawa, Adalima, was asking him, while he as a Christian was contesting for the chairman of APC, what did he do? Did he support him? He was asking him. But he didn't answer. So that's the truth. So he said they had their shit, they had their time to do what they have to do. But they did not support him. So why are they crying foul now? The reality is, let's put the numbers on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Can the Christians in the north override the Muslims in the north?
Okay.
Besides, Atiku is there as a Muslim. So let's put this in side by side. They need someone that will actually, either bring about equilibrium. For them to have something
but if it's about having, just move on.
And as for Wike, Wike is doing the right thing. We are human, blood flows in our veins. There's nothing to mock him.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. I was asking, but I don't think he could hear me. If it's about getting the northern Muslim votes, Bola Tinubu is a Muslim. Why isn't his Muslimness good enough? Let's take messages from social media. This one is from Prince. Prince says, I think the APC has already shot themselves in the foot by producing a Muslim candidate for the presidential election. And this is a blessing in disguise for the Labour Party, which I think will pave way for them to win the election. Even if the APC changes the running mate of the APC to a Christian candidate, what I see there is that the deed has been done already and they've already destroyed their chances come 2023. This message from Vincent says, Nweke knows what he's doing. Although power isn't giving but taking, it's very unfair on the party's side. All right. Now, let me tell you about vote buying. Obo Efanga is the immediate past INEC rec in River State. And he gave an interview where he talked a lot about vote buying. He talked about how it works, why it happens, what could be done to end it. And I want to read to you some of what he said. I want you to tell me what you think about what he said. So first of all, he said, quote, if people are buying votes, it means votes are important and they can only win on the basis of the votes. Because votes now count, politicians are going after the votes by whatever means. They find out that perhaps the easiest means to get the votes is to pay the people to vote for them. And that is what is happening. On the part of INEC, our interest is that anybody who is qualified to vote is given an unfettered access to vote. And when the person has voted, the vote is counted, results are declared on the basis of the counted votes. End quote. Let me reduce this music so that you can hear what he said very well. Efanga is making a point that If politicians are willing to pay for your votes, it means they need your vote. It means your vote actually counts. So if your vote counts, shouldn't you use your vote for yourself? This is something that I always say on this show. I make this point all the time on Hard Facts. Because you only pay for what you need. You pay for the things you need. You need to wear cloth, you pay to buy it. You need to chop food, you pay to buy it. You need to drink water, depending on where you live in the world, you pay to buy it. You pay for something because you need it. Because if you don't pay for it, you will not get it. It means say, vote, they count. And of course, as an INEC man, he's patting himself on the back there. He's saying that they've improved the voting process with BVAS, with electronic transmission. They say they've made it harder and harder for politicians to rig. Do you agree? Efanga also talked about the way to end vote buying. He said it's purely economics. When there are fewer poor people, there will be less vote buying. He said, quote, if we are committed to stopping it, we should talk about it all through. It is a societal problem. It's a reflection of our level of development. If people are unable to access the good things of life, they give their votes for any amount of money. But by the time our economy improves, those things would be things of the past, end quote. That's the same point that Clement Braimo made during the debate today, when he was supporting diaspora voting. Do you agree? Do you believe that vote buying is simply a systemic result of our systemic poverty? By the way, after the news at 6 o'clock, talk to me. Are you your parents' favorite child? Do you have a favorite child? Do you know who your parents' favorite child is or was? Why was that person their favorite? Why are you their favorite? Why is your favorite child your favorite child? Let's have that conversation on the step down after the news at 6. From 6:15 until 7, we'll talk about that. But back to vote buying. If you think that vote buying is a systemic result of our systemic poverty, are we stuck in a vicious cycle? Are we stuck in a cycle where politicians can exploit the poverty to buy votes, use the votes that they have bought to keep power, misuse that power to worsen the poverty, and then exploit that poverty to buy votes again? It's the circle of death. Bum, bum, Let's talk about vote buying. How can it be eradicated? 0700-993-993-993. I feel like that should be a debate topic. 993-993-993. 0700-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello. Thank you for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Nelson. I'm calling from Mr.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. About good buying.
Hmm.
I quite agree with you with the analysis you gave from somebody, I don't know what I
was. The INEC guy.
Our votes are important. Our votes now count because of the improvement in the electoral process.
Okay. Can you speak up? I'm struggling to hear you.
Yes, you politicians know that our votes now count.
Mm.
And because of the electoral process, the new electoral act, the old rules of rigging is no longer possible. And that is why they are resorting to vote buying. So two things to eliminate it. One is that the cost of buying a vote has to be extremely high, but that is not the right way. The best way is to improve the economic situation of Nigerians. To get them more enlightened about the implications of vote buying. I think over time it will fizzle out.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Joy calling.
Welcome, Joy.
I totally agree with the INEC man.
Okay.
is speaking the truth.
Okay.
The votes count. That is why they are after it.
Mm.
Then why the politician does not work is that the people have already collected money for everything. The light, the hospital, the school, they have already shared it for them. I don't know why they will come out again and be complaining that the people did not work for them after they have collected money on them.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Turn your radio off.
Yes, good evening, my sister.
All right, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm happy getting you.
I'm glad you're here today.
I want to talk about Nike, INEC, and maybe the Bobine.
Okay.
First, let me talk about this INEC.
Mm.
We have a professor there.
Okay.
He shouldn't let Nigeria down.
Okay.
In Kenya, election has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
They have board display recording their voting system without any rancor or whatever.
Mm.
Can't we do that in Nigeria?
We can.
Is Kenya bigger than Nigeria?
No.
Is his own professor lesser than the one they have in Kenya? They should prove that place to stop all these menace we are seeing from the and the politicians.
Mm.
Nike's case, this man was there for PDP when Atiku ran out to Dubai. All these other people who say they are PDP, where are they?
Mm-hmm.
They decamped PDP to look for Gadrena Pasha. Somebody sustained the place and now they have come back. They want to wash up the place without thinking twice.
Mm-hmm.
Removing him from the presidency and then refusing to be vice.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that PDP is a Nigerian party and they want to everything to the north, people complain about that. Do they have their reason? Have they look at the structure? What are they talking about?
Hmm.
One man fighting for South, thinking, oh, he will not be cheated.
Hmm.
He has spent whatever he has to sustain that something.
Hmm.
The other governors that are talking, where are they when it was happening? Let us be reasonable. We are all Nigerians.
Hmm.
Be fair in your thinking. The other one, they are talking of Muslim ticket.
Mm.
Where has it been done? The only time they tried, what happened to it? Why can't us to reason well? Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. John from Agbara says, vote buying is proof that votes count, but the weaponization of poverty is making it possible. Nigerians should show maturity by rejecting selling of votes. Voting our conscience and voting the right candidate is the duty we owe our country. All right. Thank you, John. Vote buying can be eradicated by improving the living standards of the citizenry and voter education. That's Moses Kama from Ajegunle. All right. Rashid from Eco Hotel says, on Muslim issues, APC have done their permutation before taking such decision. An election is winning and it's a game of numbers. As for me, those making noise are not sincere. They should be concerned about good governance. All right, that's all the time we have for this segment. After the news at 6, are you your parents' favorite child? Do you know who is? Why is that person their favorite child? What does that do to the dynamic of the family? Coming up at 6:15, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
Go, 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 Grains. We love our Kellogg's, go, Grains. Go.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not